Pastor Godwin Abba will be ministering Water Life Church in Gwarimpa here. Give the Lord a praise.
Praise the Lord. Daddy, I want to appreciate you for this great privilege and also appreciate our mommy. Thank you so very much, ma'am. It's never taken for granted at all by the mercies of God. Hallelujah. By God's grace, I'm going to be speaking on the subject, dominion through mentorship. Dominion through mentorship. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Our objective this morning, number one, is understanding the path to dominion through mentorship. Understanding the path to dominion through mentorship. Number two, understanding the benefit of dominion through mentorship. Understanding the benefit of dominion through mentorship. I want us to understand that mentorship is not an event. It is a lifetime journey, not an event. As we had our spiritual father said, about 31 years ago was the first time God gave me the privilege to meet in him. Before then we had not met, and the first thing that happened was prophetic, and it is showing and reflecting until today. There have been the possibilities and the opportunities to swerve or go off track, but God told me, you don't pick fatherhood from the road and you don't buy it from the market. I gave him to you as a gift. Until we begin to understand that mentorship is a lifetime journey and not an event, it becomes a teeny tiny thing. Trying here and trying there. And that's one of the reasons you've seen that a lot of people are unstable in ministry, unstable in life, and unstable in destiny. We're going to be looking at examples of those that were mentored by their mentors, and they stayed doggedly to those that mentor them. As we look into that, I want us to understand a particular and a major component of mentorship. It is called followership. As Apostle Paul said, he said, you have 1,000 teachers, meaning you have 1,000 mentors, but you have one father. You can be mentored from afar, but you can never be fathered from afar. And that is why the major component of mentorship is followership. So see three examples of people who followed brutally, followed uninterruptedly, followed not by assumption, but by perfect conviction. Number one is Joshua. In the book of Exodus chapter 33, from verse 7 down to verse 11, the Bible said when Moses went into the tabernacle to worship and to pray, all people came around to be advised, to be instructed, to be prayed for. They leave. And Moses also left. But Joshua stayed back in the temple. He allowed nothing to distract him. Number two is the man called Elisha. Elisha followed even when the Lord was already taking away his master. And the sons of the prophet, who could hear God as well, told Elisha that the Lord is about to take away your master. It would have been an opportunity for Elisha to get disconnected. But Elisha followed until his master left. It was not interrupted. Number three, at the disciples. In the book of John chapter 6, verse 63. After those who came to eat bread and fish had left, Jesus turned and looked at the 12. He said, will you also not go? And they looked at Jesus, Peter to be precise. He said, where else can we go? For we have realized that you are the one that has the word of life. Followership should be a lifetime thing, and mentorship should be a lifetime thing. Few things I want us to understand quickly about followership. Number one, followership is a calling.
It is a calling. Jesus told the disciples in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, he said, follow me and I will make you. The way we are called into ministry, that is how God also calls us into fellowship. That is why you don't choose who your father should be. It has to be spiritual, and it has to be a thing of covenant, an eternal bonding, an eternal connection. Number two, fellowship is a lifetime opportunity to be discipled. A lifetime opportunity to be discipled. Acts chapter 3, verse 14, where we saw, they saw that these ones had been with Jesus. It was evident in their lives. Jesus Christ discipled the apostles, and it was very, very practical. A lifetime opportunity to be discipled. Number three, followership is an invitation to a lifetime of positive transformation. An invitation to a lifetime of positive transformation. If the connection is correct, the happenings will be correct. If the connection is right, the manifestations will be right. If the connection is with the best of intention, the operations and the fruit of transformation will definitely manifest. The Bible speaking concerning the mind of David in 1 Samuel chapter 23. The Bible referred to them from verse 1 down to verse 2 as men that were indebted, men that were discontented, and men that were discouraged. 1 Samuel chapter 23. God bless you.
22:2.
Men that were discontented, men that were in distress, men that were discouraged. And then in 2 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 8, the Bible says, these be the mighty men of David. What suddenly happened? When they hung around David for the period of time that they did, there was a positive transformation that hit them, and their lives were never the same. I tell you the truth, if you can hang around long enough, stay around long enough, follow long enough, the evidence will be there. It cannot be doubted, it cannot be denied, and it will never be derailed. You don't follow right and not see the right results. Number four, followership is a journey that qualifies you for impartation. A lot of people look for the laying on of hands and the impartation of grace and mantles, but they forgot the connection. The connection is in followership. Moses couldn't lay hands on Joshua until Joshua has served. The double portion of mantle or anointing couldn't come on Elisha until Elisha had served. There was no way the Holy Ghost had come on the disciples until they had served. Followership is the journey that qualifies the person for impartation. What are the conditions for dominion through followership? Number one, believe in the person you're following. Believe in the person you're following. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Believe the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe also his prophets, and you shall prosper. There are a lot of liars who say they don't believe in fathers. They only believe in God. That is the highest level of confusion. God does nothing except he first of all confess it with the servant, the prophet. Believe in the one that you follow. Believe from the heart and believe with everything about yourself. Number two, accept the responsibility of followership. Accept the responsibility of followership. Followership is not for decoration. It is for work. Followership is not just for affirmation. It is for work. If you want to follow, then be ready to accept the responsibility of followership. Number three, as a roundup, serve the one that you follow faithfully. Serve the one that you follow faithfully. Matthew chapter 10, when Jesus called the disciples to himself, in verse 1, in verse 5, he sent them out. He sent them out. Serve the one you have that you follow faithfully, and your life will never be the same. Stand to your feet by the mercies of God. As we begin to bless the name of the Lord this morning, for the grace of mentorship, the privilege of mentorship, and the heart of fellowship. Lift up your voice as we begin to pray. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father, I receive the grace today to follow and be mentored well. Say, oh Lord, I receive the grace today to follow and be mentored well. Lift up your voice as you pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to go ahead to pray. As we pray alongside with this, the benefits of fellowship. Number one is change status. Elisha followed. His status changed. The Bible said, for the oil that came on Elijah was on Elisha. Any word he says comes to pass. Father, change my status as I follow faithfully. Change my status. Let it be evident in my life that I follow. Father, and the Lord will say that people need to see the evidence that you follow indeed. Oh God, let there be a change of status. Let it be evident in my life that I follow. Lift up your voice as you begin to pray. Why did we come here? Lord, let it be evident in my life that I follow. Linga Nagadiata, Ezomene, Iragadea, Elita, in the name of Jesus Christ. Elisha poured water in the hand of Elijah. Everybody got to know about that in Israel, to the point that Jehoshaphat testified about that, that Elisha was that one that poured water in the hand of Elisha. Father, I receive the heart to serve, the humility to serve. I receive it right now. I bind the spirit of arrogance. I come against every demon of high-mindedness. I receive the grace for humility to follow, and the grace for simplicity to serve. Lift up your voice as you begin to pray that prayer. Iranana, Eloko Pata, Rada, Irana, and Zwana, Ilete, Iraba, and Zuleta, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Have we prayed? We had the privilege of meeting our Father in the Lord early part of this year. I said, sir, in the next 4 years, people will see the evidence of our following you. He said, no, it has already started. Father, let the evidence be with me. Lift up your voice as you pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. The evidence of fellowship.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
What made you to stop?
One more time, say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace
to serve you.
To serve you.
I receive the grace
to follow
and follow faithfully.
Open your mouth and speak to God. Open your mouth.
Precious name.
Amen.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord the praise.